The federal government's new plan to prevent environmentalists from sabotaging major development projects is simple: change the law to keep them out of the courts. But analysis from the Australia Institute has found just a fraction of Commonwealth environmental approvals have been challenged under the provisions the government wants to change. AM understands one Queensland Labor minister feels he's been misrepresented over his support for any shift, while respected legal minds say any changes could actually result in more time being spent in the courts. From Canberra, Jake Sturmer reports.
It started earlier this month with a threatened skink that stalled a Queensland coal mine, and it's now on the verge of forcing a change in Commonwealth law. Legal proceedings by a Queensland environment group forced the government to reconsider its approval of Adani's $16 billion Carmichael coal mine because the environment minister hadn't properly considered the impact on the Yakka skink and ornamental snake, tiny reptiles that have caused big headaches for the government. And on 7:30, Industry Minister Ian McFarlane didn't hold back.
What we're seeing is project after project held up in various environmental courts. But the alarming thing about the case of Adani is it's showing that the environmentalists are taking this war against economic development in Australia to a whole new level.
So the government's taking its response to a whole new level. The coalition wants to repeal a section of Australia's national environmental laws that allows green groups to mount legal challenges to approvals.
We're just saying if people live 600 kilometres away from a coal mine or from a development proposal, what right do they have to prevent that proposal providing an economic boost to the region?
Respected barrister Stephen Keim says the government's desire to tighten third-party appeal rights could actually result in more time in the courts as parties debate who should be given the right to challenge, what's known as standing.
What would happen if we got rid of those liberalised standing rules is that we'd spend a lot of time in court arguing as to whether a particular group had conducted enough walks or sold enough T-shirts in order to give them standing to raise a particular issue.
The Australia Institute has reviewed the legal action undertaken under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act and found in the law's 15 years of operation, fewer than 0.5% of the projects referred have been affected by these third-party appeal rights. The Institute's executive director is Ben Oquist, who used to be a senior advisor to former Greens leader Bob Brown.
In only 22 projects out of 5,500 has such an appeal been made, and only in 6 occasions have those appeals been in any way successful, and only in 2 projects have they been stopped. And in fact, what we've got is pretty weak environmental laws. And as those farmers who have been complaining about the Shenhua coal mine on Liverpool Plains and Barney Rejoice know, the environmental laws really aren't very strong.
While the numbers of challenges made using this provision appear low, it seems to be part of a political strategy to try to wedge the federal opposition and link them with green activists. The Attorney-General, George Brandis, began laying the groundwork on Monday afternoon in the Senate, referencing the Queensland Mines Minister Anthony Lynham's wish for the federal government to quickly resolve the Adani situation.
We are expecting Dr. Lynham's political colleagues here from the Australian Labor Party in the Senate to support us in doing the very thing that the Queensland Mines Minister has asked the federal government to do, to sort it out so that this provision does not constitute a permanent blockage to the capacity to develop the great coal mines of Queensland.
But AM understands Anthony Lynham feels the federal government is taking his views out of context and says he does not support any watering down of environmental protections. He says he hasn't seen the proposed changes, and neither has federal parliament, with the government set to introduce its legislation later this week. Federal Labor says it won't support anything that limits the community's right to challenge government decisions, setting up a challenge for the government in the Senate.
Jake Sturmer with that report.